Hello, and welcome back to another installment of Reading Guidance, presented by me, Adam Reynolds. First, let me note that while we attempt to assert that this includes all information available on the ffiec.gov website, really from their IT booklets, as of August 15th, 2022, when this was written, we offer this as an aid to audit and consulting clients, and in no way warrant this as being all-inclusive, complete, or thorough. Please use it at your own risk. So let's begin. Starting with the FFIEC Information Security IT booklet from September 2016, which defines change management and lists out a number of system control considerations for introducing changes to the IT environment before implementation. The booklet defines change management as the broad practices for managing organizational change. Change management encompasses planning, oversight or governance, project management, testing, and implementation. On page 21 of the IT booklet, section 2, C10, change management within the IT environment. The IT environment consists of operating systems, middleware, applications, file systems, and communication protocols. The institution should have an effective process to introduce application and system changes, including hardware, software, and networking devices, into the IT environment. The process for introducing software should encompass securely developing, implementing, and testing changes to both internally developed and acquired software. Application and system control considerations for introducing changes to the IT environment before implementation should include the following: developing procedures to guide the process of introducing changes to the environment, clearly defining requirements for changes, restricting changes to authorized users, reviewing the impact that changes have on security controls, identifying all system components affected by the change, developing test scripts and implementation plans, performing necessary tests of all changes to the environment, defining rollback procedures in the event of unintended or negative consequences with the introduced changes, ensuring the application or system owner has authorized changes in advance, maintaining strict version control of all software updates, validating that new hardware complies with institution policies, ensuring network devices are properly configured and function appropriately within the environment, and maintaining an audit trail of all changes. Now, that was over 6 years ago. In June of last year, 2021, the FFIEC released the Architecture, Infrastructure, and Operations IT booklet with an updated description of change management, defining the process and types of changes. Starting on page 35 of the AIO booklet, section 3D.1, change management. Change management is the continuous process of maintaining the integrity of hardware, software, firmware, and documentation, and controlling and approving changes to information or technology assets or related infrastructure. Change management is an operational process that involves the implementation and management of changes to meet the strategic goals of the entity. Some changes to the IT environment may occur within the entity's infrastructure, such as hardware, software, and telecommunications, while others may involve third-party service providers, including cloud or managed security service providers. While some change management activities may involve longer-term strategic planning and IT architecture, other changes, such as remediating vulnerabilities or responding to malicious events, may require more rapid action. The entity's policies, standards, and procedures should address change management, including each step of the change process. Policies, standards, and procedures should categorize changes by severity, specify corresponding approval processes, and identifying responsible staff, applicable stakeholder working groups, or entity committees. Management should identify metrics, such as implementation time, success rates, and a number of planned versus unplanned changes, to track the efficiency and success of the change management process. An entity's change management process should ensure that changes are implemented with the goal of preserving the IT environment's confidentiality, integrity, and availability. Management should incorporate appropriate segregation of duties and monitoring throughout the change management process as outlined in the IT handbook's information security, and developing and acquisition booklets. Ideally, the change management process consists of the following. First, a three-step process for approval. Request. A documented request should outline the reasons for change and include details of the change, including systems to be changed, impact analysis to identify risks in affected systems, change time frame, and backup plan. Review. Management should review requests to determine viability and business practicality. Requests may be prioritized during this stage or may be returned to the request originator for more information. Approve. There should be a documented hierarchy for approving change requests. Appropriate approval mechanisms should be commensurate with the scope, cost, urgency, and overall risk to the entity and its IT environment. Followed by a four-step process from design to closure. Design and build. Management should follow formal processes to preserve integrity throughout the development lifecycle and ensure adequate controls, such as restrictions for moving code from staging to production. Test. Management should document that the change performs as intended, identifying any flaws, and verify that the change integrates with other systems. Implement. Management should follow a formal process to deploy the change during off-peak hours or planned system outages. Verify and close. After deployment, management should perform a post-implementation review to verify that the change was implemented successfully and achieved performance objectives. After verification, management should follow processes to document the change's closure. Changes can pose risks to the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of the entity's IT environment. Therefore, management should preserve system security throughout the change management process. Improperly tested changes or changes implemented without approvals or documentation may cause systems to crash, return unanticipated results, allow the insertion of malicious code, or make it difficult for management to troubleshoot future problems. To minimize these risks, management should have processes to implement changes based on the change type. Entities often have the following types of changes: planned changes, routine changes, and emergency changes. Planned changes. These changes follow the entity's complete process, often using most of the steps outlined in the preceding bullets, thereby addressing risks such as potential for errors, unintended impacts to interrelated systems, or business process issues related to the unavailability of critical systems. Routine changes. These changes, such as installation of patches, are generally performed frequently or regularly and follow standard procedures. They may be pre-approved. Emergency changes. For this type of change, such as to restore a failed hardware component, respond to an ongoing cyber event, or address a service interruption, certain components of the change management process may be truncated or omitted out of necessity. Changes that are implemented because of an urgent need may carry substantial risk, given the lack of advanced planning and testing. Therefore, all emergency changes should be reviewed and approved after implementation. This was a short reading of the change management process from the FFIEC's IT Information Security and Architecture, Infrastructure, and Operations booklets. A quick recap is that the changes should be documented throughout the process, starting with a request that is then reviewed and approved. Then, the changes should be designed and built, tested, implemented, and then verified and closed. Remember that change management is a continuous process of maintaining the integrity of hardware, software, firmware, and documentation, and controlling and approving changes. As always, thanks for listening, and let us know if you have any questions.